Your taxes hold the key.
It's tax time. Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships, and employed persons with additional sources of income, remember to file your final income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 on or before March 15 online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. File on time and avoid interest and penalties. For additional information, contact our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the March 15 hub on our website. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we provide answers to some questions about the state of public emergency. Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently declared a state of public emergency for St. James, which has seen over 300 murders in the past year and continued violence for the first month of 2018. Based on persistent patterns of violent activity exhibited within the parish, the government has taken this measure in an attempt to restore and maintain order.
But what is a state of emergency?
Based on our constitution, a state of emergency may be declared if Jamaica is engaged in a war, if proclaimed by the Governor General or by a majority vote of members of the Houses of Parliament. The Emergency Powers Act refers to the existence of a state of public emergency and empowers the Governor General to make regulations during a period of public emergency. It's not only declared as a result of violence, but can also be as a result of devastating natural disasters, outbreak of disease, or any other situation that threatens public safety.
What will change in St. James during the state of emergency?
Now, during the state of public emergency, the security forces will have the power to search, curtail operating hours of businesses, access properties, and detain persons without a warrant. Prime Minister Holness says some citizens' rights will be suspended.
This does not mean that the use of these extraordinary powers can be arbitrary or are beyond review. The declaration of a state of public emergency does not mean the suspension of the rule of law. The security forces are expected and have been directed to treat citizens with respect and protect the dignity and safety of all.
All persons using all roads leading in and out of St. James may be subject to search, vehicle search and personal search. In various areas of the city and townships, you will see joint patrols, static and mobile. The troops will be pursuing wanted persons, violence producers, and may therefore require the cooperation of the citizens of the parish.
Chief of Defence Staff, Major General Rocky Mead. Until the state of public emergency is lifted, the operating hours of businesses in St. James will be as follows. Community recreational areas are to be closed by 6 p.m., cookshops, dry goods and haberdasheries by 7 p.m., spirit license premises 9 p.m., service stations 10 p.m., and clubs and fast food outlets are to be closed by midnight.
What does the state of emergency hope to achieve?
The key operational objectives of the security forces are to disrupt the activities of the gangs, regularize the security environment, ensure the restoration of peace, the rule of law, and the protection of the rights of citizens. For further information on the level of restrictions that may apply to civilians, or to get more information, contact the State of Public Emergency Hotline at 837-8888. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.